This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. President Joe Biden has reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to NATO at a summit in Brussels. His remarks come as leading members declared it a pivotal moment for the alliance that had been beleaguered during the presidency of Donald Trump. President Biden is at the alliance's headquarters for the first NATO summit of his presidency. He sat down with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg and underscored the U.S. commitment to Article 5 of the Alliance Charter. Article 5 spells out that an attack on one member is an attack on all and is to be met with a collective response. President Biden says he wants NATO to know America is there. Israel has a new prime minister for the first time in 12 years. Naftali Bennett secured the backing of parliament and ousted longtime leader Benjamin Netanyahu. The two held a brief handover meeting on Monday. However, there was no formal ceremony that traditionally accompanies a change in government. Israel's parliament, the Knesset, narrowly approved the new Bennett-led coalition government on Sunday, ending Netanyahu's historic 12-year rule. Bennett now presides over a diverse and fragile coalition comprised of eight small and mid-sized parties with deep ideological differences. Netanyahu serves as the opposition leader. Vaccine maker Novavax says its shot is highly effective against COVID-19 and also protects against variants. The U.S. state of Maryland-based company on Monday announced results from a large late-stage study in the U.S. and Mexico that found its vaccine was about 90% effective. Preliminary data also showed it was safe. We have more international headlines on voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Biden is preparing to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday in Geneva. Ahead of the bilateral summit, the NATO Secretary General said Monday the 30-nation military alliance's relationship with Russia is at its lowest point since the end of the Cold War. Stoltenberg echoing comments made by the Russian and U.S. presidents. President Biden's four most recent White House predecessors made an effort to build a measure of rapport with President Putin. But the American president has made clear that the virtue of fusing a personal connection might have its limits when it comes to the Russian leader. The president sought to make clear that he will take a far different tack with Putin than former President Trump and the three other past presidents. Britain's health minister, Edward Augar, said couples waiting to wed are very much on the mind of Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Augar was speaking ahead of a statement from the Prime Minister where he's expected to announce restrictions on social contact that will remain in place for a few more weeks. That's because of rising infections due to the Delta coronavirus variant. Currently, weddings are permitted, but with only 30 guests. The speed at which new coronavirus infections have been rising has piled pressure on Boris Johnson to delay the reopening so more people can get vaccinated. Argar said 10 million second jabs would be administered over the next month, providing recipients with high protection against the Delta variant. The new chief of the United Nations mission in South Sudan says UN peacekeepers are being blocked from accessing some sensitive areas. This despite an agreement by South Sudan's government to cooperate with the mission. Nicholas Haysom was appointed by the UN Secretary General earlier this year to oversee the activities of more than 14,000 UN soldiers and 2,000 police in the country. In an exclusive interview with VOA's South Sudan in Focus program, Haysom said UN peacekeepers are not being able to patrol in western Equatoria and western Bahr el-Ghazal states due to a lack of consent from the South Sudan government. Hong Kong pro-democracy activist Agnes Chow has been released from jail. She served more than 6 months for taking part in unauthorized assemblies during massive 2019 anti-government protests that triggered a crackdown on dissent. The 24-year-old Chow was greeted by a crowd of journalists as she left the Tai Lam Center for Women. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.